We're joined in the studio by Mary Nancy Berry from the City of College Station. How are you this morning?
Terrific. How are you doing?
Good. Been busy?
I have been. How about you?
Very, very. It's always a little unusual when I get to sit in this chair. Scott's taking a little time off. So what's going on with the city?
Oh, all sorts of things. We're working on our bond committee recommendations. First, I want to thank the people who served on the bond committee. They did a great job. The overall co-chairs were Rod Thornton and Bill Stein, and then we divided into three subgroups, looked at parks, facilities, and transportation. John Denton chaired the parks, Tom Taylor the facilities, and Teddy Ellison the transportation, and they all did a fabulous job. We expect the first detailed discussion about the committee's recommendations during our June 25th workshop meeting.
So, overview for Lick Creek and some of the things that were discussed, your opinion?
Well, Lick Creek and the trails from the Lick Creek Trails and the Lick Creek Nature Center, they were on our 2008 bond issue, and they're in process and probably will be completed in 2016. Our 2008 bond was a 7-year bond.
Okay.
So when we pass a bond issue, we don't do everything right at once. It's kind of spaced out over the time,
right,
time frame. So they're both in design and we'll start construction soon.
And on the last council meeting, there was discussions of, it's more than a 4-letter word, but for some, they think it is, and that's annexation.
Oh.
What are the goals for you guys with the annexation?
Well, what we're doing there is we formed a committee of three council members, myself, John Nichols, and Steve Aldridge, and three members from planning and zoning. And we're going to look at annexation, not like we're doing a land grab, but just to look at our comprehensive plan, where we're growing. Does the city need to provide services in that area? And if so, you know, would we want to consider annexation? This has got a sunset on it, but you know, we're going to meet and it'll be done by the end of the year.
So you guys did a big piece on architecture and 58 pages worth, as a matter of fact, of things with the architecture in terms of business. But what were you guys looking to really kind of narrow things down on that for?
They were. It was to make things, actually, even though it's 58 pages, it's actually to make the non-residential standards a lot more understandable and reasonable. If you had an outbuilding, you had to have the same architectural detail and that you would have on the main building. And, you know, if you get a 140-square-foot building that's used as a restroom by a pool, you know, if it has the same roof and the same brick, it's probably fine, especially
okay,
if it's not seen by the street. But previously, you had to have all the same architectural detail and setbacks.
So uniformity and things of that nature.
Really simplifying it.
All right. Scott asked Art Hughes this last week, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to weigh in, if you wanted to, about the resignation of Brett Jouard.
I was surprised as anybody. I think...
I know you guys have worked very closely with some of the projects that he's tried to put together. What effect is that going to have with the city?
Well, you know, we worked with him through the Research Valley Partnership, and he always presented a very positive outlook for Texas A&M and the community. And, you know, he had an impact. He was an advocate for the community at Texas A&M and the Bio Corridor in particular. So, and I'm sorry to see him go and wish him good luck.
Thank you, ma'am. We have to cut this one a little short because we're almost out of time, but I appreciate you coming in. Nancy Berry with the City of College Station, not just with, but driving the City of College Station as its mayor. Thank you, ma'am. We appreciate it.
Thank you.